This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
This is The Morris Code with your host, Dr. Juanita Morris. I want to be on the cover of Forbes magazine,
smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes. I like that.
I don't know who this is. And Bruno Mars.
Dom said yes. Yeah. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire. That's me when the twins graduate. Yeah, I would have a show like Oprah. I would be the host of every day. I feel like I needed that right now.
Do you?
I do.
I'm sorry.
All right, we're back.
We're back.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. Welcome to The Morris Code on WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and streaming live on nowdecatur.com. We are glad that you joined us, and we are back, and we are live. Gary, are you with us?
I am.
Ah, Gary is here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. In the studio, we have Mia Tyus, we have LaTanya James, and we have Gary Schoeniger online. So I can say welcome, welcome, welcome to my Ice House community, and thank each of you for joining us.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
What I want to do is if each of you would share just a little bit about yourself and introduce yourself, and as well as your experience along the journey with ICE, with this ICE House, whether it was LaTanya and Mia as a participant or whether it was a facilitator. And then, Gary, we're going to round out the conversation with you because I really want you to share not only about who you are, but just to talk to us and share with us. Is that okay?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's hit it. Mia, you going first?
I'll go first. Mia Jackson Tyus here and born and raised here in Decatur, Illinois. Mm. I am a person that knows for sure that I empower, impact, and educate. And so when this opportunity came along, I wanted to be a part of it. I knew Dr. Morris, and Dr. Morris was the facilitators and creators. I wanted to be a part of it. It sounded great, and they talked about it, and I just, you know. So it was one of the best decisions that I made as an entrepreneur and as a person that's going through this life, because it is a mindset shift. As a facilitator, what I learned is that there is more than one way to do anything. We all have room for growth. This particular program, what it did for me is it said that you can put me in any situation or anyone else. And if you want something, it's a possibility to go out and get it. So it really is a mindset shift. All of this is mindset, right? It doesn't matter where you came from, how much you got, how much you didn't have. If you want something, there's more than one way to go and get it.
Yeah. LaTanya, what about you? You done the class as well, and then from the class, you became a certified facilitator through ELI.
Yes. So LaTanya Ricks James here, and yes, I came through as a participant with my husband, actually. And I'll tell you one thing, he might not feel so great about it, but I think it gave us a common language. So the class and just the really the overall kind of framework of those eight life lessons extend far beyond, you know, the thought of opening a business, but really just how do you conduct yourself in life in general. So while as a participant, what really resonated with me were there were some shifts that happened in the cohort that I was in with other participants that I found myself kind of almost naturally asking other probing questions to kind of get them to think about, well, you told me all the things that are not possible.
Yeah.
So why don't we spend a little time thinking about the stuff that is possible? So that really was prompted me to go through and do the certification. So
for me, it's really, really interesting because Even as I look at both of y'all who are in the studio and both who have advanced degrees and both who have had and still have careers, and then our other participants who may have been previously incarcerated, who may have not have a degree at all but still be entrepreneurs, some who are entrepreneurs and others who are not entrepreneurs. Gary, I'm just curious as to, and I'm probably asking a question before you ever have been given the opportunity to kind of introduce yourself in the work, but just the span and the scope of the work is very, very interesting, and the impact across different people, places, and things. And so can you share not only who you are, but how did this come to be? Because it is unbelievable, I think.
Yeah, happy to do it, Juanita. Thank you. And thanks, Jeremy, for having me, and LaTanya and Maya. It's great to hear from you as well. So look, this thing came like a lot of entrepreneurial things. It came from this lifelong question that I was trying to figure out, which is essentially, how do underdogs win?
Yeah.
How do people who have no particular advantage over anyone else manage to recognize an opportunity and evaluate it and bring it to life? And I've been seeking the answers to that question since 1991. You know, that's a long time, I think. It's like 30-some years, right? I'm afraid to do the math because I'm getting old. But, you know, my assumption was, and I'm kind of an underdog. I mean, I don't know if you guys even know that backstory, but, like, I wasn't a great student in school, and college just never seemed like an option for me. Mm-hmm. And I had to figure out life outside of a known system. I had to figure out how to make myself useful to other humans without the guidance of a professional teacher or a predetermined path with a predictable outcome. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that, you know, this question landed in my brain in 1991, in January of 1991. What is it that enables an underdog to win?
Yeah.
And this set me on this journey, and I've been all around the world interviewing hundreds and hundreds of what I call everyday unlikely entrepreneurs to try to find out what is common and controllable in their lives. Mm. Right? And I want to point out something, Juanita, that you know, these underdogs are in every...
Yeah. That's
true. They ain't driving Lamborghinis, they ain't living in mansions... They're not making headlines every day, and they're pretty much going ignored. But they're in every community. And my thought was, I need to find out what are the common and controllable factors, because if I could somehow deconstruct their formula, you know, their mindset, the logic that was driving the behavior, that this could be useful to other humans. Like, that was my initial thought in 1991. Now, fast forward 2008, I got hired by the Cisco Entrepreneur Institute in San Jose, California. And by the way, I don't have a college degree. I got hired by the fifth or seventh largest corporation in the world to do a gap analysis on education. And what we quickly found is that the way entrepreneurship is portrayed in the classroom is largely divorced from the reality of what a typical entrepreneur is actually doing. Mm. Mm. What we found is that these entrepreneurship programs tended to favor what I'll call the Silicon Valley narrative, right?
Yeah.
Right.
The young, typically white male at an elite university with a big idea, awash in venture capital.
Right.
And, you know, I started looking at the data and saying, wait a minute, man, there's like, that represents a tiny, tiny fraction of a single percent. I started to see that the typical businesses started with like $500.
Right.
And then Cisco came back and they said, okay, you got to create some content to show what entrepreneurs are actually doing. And that data didn't really exist. So they gave me the platform to go across the country and interview hundreds of entrepreneurs. That's where I met my co-author. you know, I heard a lot of crazy, cool stories I could tell you for the rest of the week. But this one that really captured my heart was I stumbled into this guy named Clifton Tolbert in Tulsa, Oklahoma. All I knew about him at the moment I met him was that he was one of the founders of the Stairmaster exercise company.
Oh, okay.
And when I didn't know he was a Pulitzer nominee that had written 12 books, made major motion pictures. He had this amazing career. But I said to him, Mr. Tolbert, how did you learn how to think like an entrepreneur? And he pulled this picture out of a shoebox and showed me this picture of his Uncle Cleve. And he said, I was born in this poor cotton community in the Mississippi Delta in the 1940s. I was born to a teenage mom. I didn't know a dad. The future for me was in the fields.
Right.
And he said, had it not been for my Uncle Cleve. And he taught me how to think like an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And, you know, the hair on the back of my neck stood straight up. And as he began to explain, Uncle Cleve had a fourth grade education. But he was always learning. You know, his knees, you know, his knees were threadbare on his pants. But he had money in the bank. He was the only guy that put money in the bank in our community. We weren't allowed in the bank. Mm-hmm. And I just was like, just awestruck by this story. And it took me a little while. And I'm gathering all this data. We need to share this story with the world. And that's what became the Ice House Project.
And so if you're just joining us, you are listening to The Morse Code on WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and we're streaming live on NowDecatur.com. We are in a pretty amazing conversation with Mia Jackson-Tyus, Dr. J.K., LaTanya Ricks-James, and the author of Who Owns the Ice House? 8 Unlikely Lessons for an...
I'm an unlikely entrepreneur.
Thank you. You don't have to carry me, baby.
Yes.
Co-author Gary Schoeniger. We'll be right back.
Hi, Kevin Brahimi here, inviting you to join me and my co-host John West every Monday at 5 p.m. for Soy City Buzz on First Mid Mondays. It's brought to you by First Mid Bank and Trust and First Mid Insurance Group. Join us as we highlight community events, fundraisers, and talk to local business owners and community leaders about what is happening in the Soy City and beyond. So don't forget to listen each Monday on WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM. Our podcasts are available 24/7 at NowDecatur.com.
Next, with a double X battery, generations of power.
Here's what we believe at Rex Battery. You should be able to find the right battery when you need it. Our company started when my dad needed a battery for his car, and he built it himself. Today, more than 50 years later, we are still making sure you can find the right battery you need. And that includes the common batteries people use every day, to the hard-to-find batteries used in big farm equipment. While online outlets are struggling with supply chain issues, we have shelves full of batteries. The best part is we're right here in town and ready to help today. Hearing aids, power tools, and the car in your garage. If it takes a battery, you can find the battery at Rex Battery, 1330 East El Dorado, Decatur.
I'm Joel Clark, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and he can't take it with him. Well, I went to work and found Ray, who's 40 and takes medication to control his high blood pressure, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month. That's way more coverage for a lot less than what he was paying. If SelectQuote didn't shop for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote and to find out how much you can save, call 1-800-566-2424. That's 1-800-566-2424. 1-800-566-2424. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Get ready for something new in downtown Decatur. The Central Park Music and Art Series kicks off on Sunday, July 31st. We'll have live music, art vendors, and great food. Plus, fun stuff for the kids and specialty cocktails and beer for the adults. This is a free, all-day event, noon till 8 p.m., Sunday, July 31st, in Central Park. For more, visit centralparkdecatur.com.
Started from the bottom, now my whole team. This is the Morris Code with your host, Dr. Juanita Morris. Started from the bottom, now we here.
Started from the bottom, now my whole team in. Now y'all know Gary. Started from the bottom, now my whole team is here. Welcome back to the Morris Code. If you're just joining us, woo, we got a Pulitzer Prize nominated author on the line, and we're talking about the bottom, now we here. Yeah, we did.
That's right.
Today we're joined by Gary Schoeniger, who's the co-author of our book of the month. We're also joined by Mia Jackson-Tice, who's a certified facilitator, and Latanya Ricks-James. So welcome back. The book for this month is Who Owns the Ice House? Eight Life Lessons from an Unlikely Entrepreneur by Clifton Talbert and Gary Schoeniger. And so for me, I thought this book spoke to me, and it was very, very clear. Like it came... I felt like I made sense in some of the decisions and the choices that we were making. And hun, we've talked about it before in terms of why you are who you are, whether you're riding a lawnmower or whether you are
sitting in a cabinet meeting.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. And so because you started from the bottom, you and Drake.
Together.
With
headphones and everything.
And I don't want to miss this opportunity of having Gary with us, but I want both of y'all to talk about that connection, as Mia was just talking about during the break, mm-hmm. the connection to the South and who we are as Black and brown people, and how our start looks very, very different. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And so what does it look like? Because one of the things that Gary mentioned early on was that how do we figure out life outside of an unknown system? We're not often included and incorporated and folded into the system.
Right.
So I don't know if you want to share or if Gary, you want to jump in or if Mia, you want to jump in. But
I'm gonna start, Mia.
I'm going to start with this. We talked about Mississippi. My family is from Mississippi. My dad's mom, my dad and my aunts talk about what their mother taught them and passed down those lessons to us. Mm-hmm. And the smartest people, not degree people, you know, but the smartest people that I know. And and so I do want to say this because it came to me is that sometimes being a Black female, there are things the system Dr. Morris talked about the system, but some of those systems at home as well. And they tell us that you got to be better than, right? Or you're not white, mm-hmm. right? Those are things, and we can take them and we can do more with it, or we can feel defeated before we get there. Mm-hmm. It depends on the person.
Yeah.
Sometimes we can be defeated. And so what I would say to this, and I think we need to, one, start to change our language on how we speak about us as a people, as a culture. And we need to know that there is more than one way to do anything, and anything is possible. From what I was told, we're all people of color are underdogs. And we see a lot of people of color that are winning. And as Gary stated, what are they doing to win? Mm. And it goes back to that mindset. We have to change our language and change our mindset. And he started off with choice. And that's just basically making the choice to do that.
Yeah.
Right.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think that when we talk about this particular book and how it came up from the Mississippi Delta and what those individuals were dealing with on a day-to-day basis, mm-hmm. it sheds a light on how the mindset of Uncle Cleve was able to kind of forward itself into Clifton. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. from there, joining with Gary and writing this book, providing tips, tools, and traits for the unlikely entrepreneur and giving an understanding of those eight life lessons, provides us with an opportunity to do something different, mm-hmm. to be something different, and to think something different. So our mindset with these eight life lessons is shifting, right? And I think that's what it's all about. When we talk about kind of where we have been and how we have progressed forward, none of that could have happened without a shift in how we think and a shift in what we do once we know better, once we realize the opportunities, once we develop choices around the things that we need to see and the things that we need to do. So the mindset shift is critical in terms of positioning ourselves out of poverty, out of slavery, mm-hmm. out of all of those things mm-hmm. that have kept us down for so long.
Underdog.
Yeah, underdog, right.
Yep. And just quickly here, when we talk about poverty, that's not always a monetary poverty because it's generally a impoverished mindset
right.
from the onset, right? So I think we all have those stories that we can talk about our families. My folks, Tennessee probably slightly better than Mississippi. But
what?
We won't go
there. Wait a minute. Wait just a minute. Just like this much, right? Not that much. No. Plus, you married a man from Mississippi,
not,
too.
It's
so.
Not better. I was just joking. But,
Dominic, the train just derailed.
It's back on the track. Okay, so, but really just, I have the opportunity, like I said, this book for me gave me a language or a framework from where to engage with people wherever they are, mm-hmm. yeah. right? And so for me, it shows up every day.
Yeah.
It's life. Inside the workplace. It's in my personal life, mm-hmm. in my family. So,
Gary, I think this is, and I hear a lot of the conversation that we're having really about mindset, but y'all know that I have yet to walk into, now I'm probably going to get in trouble like LaTanya. I have yet to walk into a black or brown church, or a Baptist church, or into a classroom and say, okay, I'm here to change y'all mindset.
Right.
And everybody hit amen, right? And so how did you, because for me, as LaTanya just mentioned, it is a framework and it is the eight lessons that are the key in order to do the thing that we're asking people to do, which is to think and feel differently. How did you construct this and frame this, and in particular these eight? Because nobody has to tell me whether this works or not, because I've seen it mm-hmm. and I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't have gone through it. But how did you get this to us in the format that it's in to do that, which is change minds?
Yeah, it's a good question, Juanita. And I don't know the answer to it. A little bit of like honest to God, dumb luck, like right intentions, mm-hmm. you know,
yep.
right actions and a little bit of luck.
Right intention.
Yep.
But, you know, there's so much to unpack in this discussion. I don't know where to dig in first, but like, you know, mindset is more important than the entrepreneur piece. Like the you know, I don't in any way deny that there are barriers out there specifically for minority people, indigenous black and brown people. I get it. What I'm trying to focus on is the way in which our own beliefs are undermining our ability to thrive before we ever get out the door and let those barriers interface with us.
Yeah.
Our own belief system, whether you're black, brown, white, whatever.
Yep.
That's really the important underlying thing. And I can't overemphasize that enough. And so the question you're asking is like, Juanita, I think it's like how, look, let me back up. I think the structural barriers notwithstanding, fully acknowledged, I firmly believe that the greatest obstacle to growth is either the belief that opportunities don't exist or that I am not capable. Mm-hmm. One or some combination of those two beliefs.
right?
Say that again.
And yet we arrive at, pardon me?
Say that again for our listening audience.
I think the greatest obstacle to growth is either the belief that opportunities don't exist or that one is not capable. I'm just not capable. But here's the thing. We don't arrive consciously at those beliefs. They're unconscious beliefs.
Right.
But they show up in our behavior because we're spending all this energy focusing on stuff we have no control over. Yep. Right?
Yep.
And, you know, what I'm trying to get out of my head and my heart out into the world is having interviewed all of these underdog entrepreneurs, I've seen a side of humanity that very few human beings have seen. I've seen the extraordinary ability of ordinary people. They don't have, they're not charismatic, they're not typical creative, they're not genius IQ, they don't have PhDs, they don't have wealthy families, yet they figure out how to make themselves useful to other humans.
Ooh, amen.
And that's really that's the simple secret nested in the ice house. Mm-hmm. That's what Uncle Cleve, that's his legacy to the world.
Mm-hmm. How do we make ourselves useful to other people?
Right. What's stopping you from making yourself more useful to more humans?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, that's a question I like to ask people as a rhetorical question that's designed to tease out our own underlying beliefs that are holding us back. Right? If you buy my premise that, like, you know, the more useful you become, the better off you're going to be. I mean, let's break this down to first principles, right?
Right.
We all live by exchanging useful things with each other. That's how we all live. We're not agrarian farmers anymore. We're not subsistence farmers. We live by exchanging in the modern world, right?
Right.
So start asking yourself, what is the useful thing that you exchange? And with whom do you exchange it? And what's stopping you from making yourself more useful? Mm-hmm. And all we're really trying to say, Juanita, in this book, in this program, is like, look, don't quit your day job. You know, don't drop out of school. Don't put yourself in financial peril. But use some of your spare time and thought and effort to try to experiment in the margins to figure out how to make yourself more useful.
We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break on that note, and we will be right back. You're listening to The Morse Code.
Nationally recognized, locally invested, UC Bank is pleased to be named one of America's Best Banks for 2022 by Forbes. A prestigious and humbling honor, UC is proud to deliver best-in-class service to our valued customers and vibrant communities. Whatever your financial needs, partner with an award-winning team for tailored solutions. Building business, growing wealth, since 1868, member FDIC, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is The Morris Code with your host, Dr. Juanita Morris. Keep on stacking till you stacking for yourself. See everything you place after black. It's too small a term to completely describe the act. Black nation, black build a black entrepreneur. You want to press black excellence, and I'm on the board. Lord.
Welcome back to The Morris Code. We're in the final segment of the hour, and it's a shortened segment, so I want to get to it, even though Dominique had me sweating a little bit. She was killing it. And we're talking about the eight life lessons of an unlikely entrepreneur with Mia Tyus, Dr. J.K., Latanya James, and none other than our amazing guest. thank you, Gary Schoeniger. So welcome back. And
I think that one of the things that you mentioned, Gary, before we left for break is that we are well aware that structural barriers fully exist and we acknowledge those, like we do. And so then the question becomes, how am I going to, for me, going to engage in those? And you have given me 8 key tips and principles in order to almost kind of check myself. And we have enjoyed immensely the training from the facilitator standpoint, as well as kind of ushering through 6-7 cohorts of people. And I was saying before that I know that it works. We've seen it work, and not so much the business ownership, but definitely the shift in people in mind and how they see things, whether it's choices and opportunities. And we call people on the carpet. Like, what choice are you making? Oh, I'm not. Oh, but you are.
You're making a choice.
You're making a choice to not make a choice.
That's right.
Do you see an opportunity or do you see an obstacle? And so we've got a few minutes. I want you to share with us, because Mia just asked, if you had to choose one of the 8 to highlight, which one of the 8? And so I'm going to ask each of us to do the same thing. Like, JK, which one would you highlight? Mia, which one would you highlight? Latanya, which one would you highlight? And Gary, which one? We'll give Gary the final piece. So I'll start with you, JK. We only have a couple minutes, so you got to go quick.
For me, it's persistence. You know, if you don't, you start and you keep going and you keep going and you keep going, you're going to get to your destination.
Persistence.
Persistence.
Mia, which one would you highlight?
Choice.
Choice.
Yeah. You got to make a choice.
Okay.
You got to make it. We're all one decision away from a totally different life.
Latanya, which one would you highlight?
For me, it's brand. I think you have to be clear that you're making choices on everything you do to identify your own integrity.
Yep. So. I think that I sit with knowledge, because I like to learn and pool and learn and pool and pool and learn. And so, Gary, we're going to say, which one would you make? And we have about 3 or 4 minutes. So I want you to talk to us and share with us what you think is important for all of us to kind of know and understand, because we only got you for a few more minutes.
Sure. The hands down, it's a tough question, but I keep coming back to choice. And I want to dig into that for just a minute here. Right. So what you observe when you interview an entrepreneur, what they'll start to do right away is they'll start to articulate something that's compelling to them, that they're striving to achieve. They've chosen a future rather than allowed their circumstances to dictate. Right. And this is just not obvious. I mean, you have to kind of break it down. I've kind of had to act like an anthropologist because entrepreneurs don't necessarily know what they know. Mm. Right. But so you look at the literature, like, and what I'm convinced from looking at the psychological literature is that the only thing that distinguishes an entrepreneur from, let's say, a non-entrepreneur is a compelling goal.
Yeah.
And that's a choice. And what the literature tells us, Juanita, is if you have a compelling goal, you're striving to make something happen that has meaning to you, your brain enables you're able to access problem-solving abilities that your brain is not otherwise available to you. Right?
Yeah.
So the question I want to ask again rhetorically to get at your own underlying beliefs to the audience, like, do you have a compelling goal? And if not, why not?
Go get it.
Do you have a compelling goal? Go get it.
And go get it. And you know, start small. You don't have to go out to change the world or cure cancer. You know, figure out, like, something you want. Start some kind of a side hustle. You know, I like to put out this for a challenge, people. You know, take $100 and turn it into 10 grand.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out how to do that. And figure out how to do that in your spare time by creating value for other people.
Mm-hmm. I love that you said go get somebody. You need somebody. Because we need each other.
Right? Go get a friend and say, hey, in our spare time, we're going to spend 10 hours a week trying to figure out how to turn $100 into 10 grand.
Mm-hmm. She's putting us out.
Sure.
Gary. God.
That's what I'm saying.
I so appreciate you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you. We could talk about this every day, all day. But thank you for taking the time. You're listening to The Morse Code each Wednesday at 5 p.m. on WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM. And if you miss it, check out the podcast on nowdecatur.com. Thank you for listening. And you have to have a compelling goal. Yeah. Go get it.
Go get it.
You don't, why not?
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.